Come on. All right, man, it's OYO We Talk. It's Jay Styles. Come on out to Sporty LA 7753. This is the special warm-up edition. We got Breezy Easy on the ones and twos. What's up, Breezy?
What up? How you doing? How you doing?
All right, Breezy. We got Notorious. What's up, Notorious?
What's up? I'm here.
Long time no see, man. What's going on?
I know. I've been out of town the last few weekends.
One weekend you was in Vegas. I seen on your Instagram. The next weekend you was where?
Big Bear. And then I was supposed to be in Carlsbad, but I got real sick the weekend in between.
All that partying you doing?
Nah, come on. I was in bed by 10 p.m. in Vegas. What are you talking about?
All right, man. We got V Brown conversation piece. What's up, V?
What up? How you doing, Jay?
All right, man. So the hottest show on TV right now, man. Take a guess with the hottest show on TV right
watching.
Now.
Everyone's watching.
Empire. Everybody is watching Empire except Noor.
I know. I feel so left out. I'm the only person on this planet who has not seen Empire.
Hey, man. That's...
Week.
That's one of the top shows that I watch right now. I watch four shows: Walking Dead, Empire, How Did I Get Away with Murder, and Scandal. And Empire's like up here.
I don't know. Scandal's pretty hot right now.
Nah, Scandal has slacked off.
Nah,
a lot.
Think this season Scandal came back. But I will give you that Empire is dope. Like, it's dope.
You know, a lot of industry people aren't feeling it. Like, they get good ratings, but like Diddy and some other people feel like it's a bite of their life.
Well, I know 50's not feeling it because I didn't even know he had a show on Star called Power. Did you know that?
Yeah.
No.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew.
I didn't even know he had a show on Star called Power, and it's basically the same concept as Empire, so I know he's not feeling it.
Yeah, I remember when it first came out, people were like, oh, we're going to shut Empire down because it's too much like Power, but it's been going strong. Nothing's happened. Nothing's been shut down, and ratings are out the water. So
who's on Power? Like, Taraji's not on Power.
Exactly.
Like,
Terrence Howard's not on
Terrence
Power.
I don't care. I'm sorry, Fitty.
Exactly.
He lost when he put it on cable. He should have been on regular
TV. Exactly, should be on regular TV.
I think it's a good PR move that he's dissing it or not supporting it, though, because it's kind of bringing a little bit of attention to Power, because apparently no one's
sounds like hater move to me.
But you know what? I think Empire is doing so good right now, and so many eyes on Empire. What's up, fellas? So many eyes on Empire right now that it don't even matter what 50 Cent does with Power.
True.
Because Empire is rocking, man. So Deadline did an interview with Empire co-creator Danny Strong about talking about the two-hour season finale. They talked about season two and his relationship with director Lee Daniels, man. What did y'all think about that interview?
I mean, like, honestly, I know that Lee Daniels has had his foot, like, all up and through this show. But I don't know. I don't feel like he's the reason it's hot.
Right. So, like, they should have interviewed Terrence and Taraji.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's the acting prowess. It's not the directing. Like, as a matter of fact, like, the season finale was directed by Debbie Allen.
Yeah, Debbie Allen was one. And I forgot who the other one was. Yeah.
Someone important and probably black.
I mean, but you know what? I mean, acting has, like, I mean, every position and behind the studio, behind the set has a major impact on screen. So, I mean, the actors pretty much have the last role as far as acting the writers out. But the writers
executing
are doing good.
The idea.
No, I feel like if it wasn't Taraji, if it wasn't Terrence, if we had, let's see, I don't know,
Monique.
And who was the guy? Tyrese.
Snipes?
You know,
it
wouldn't work out.
Originally, it was supposed to be Wesley Snipes playing
Wesley.
Lucius Lyons. And it was going to be Monique playing Cookie.
So if it would have been those
darker
two actors,
show, though, also. Like, I mean,
we
like,
wouldn't be talking about Empire right now.
Literally darker show.
I don't think it would have been as hot. I don't either.
I mean, Taraji brings like a sexiness that like you can't even discount.
And then Terrence J just brings his whole swag and demeanor, you know?
Honestly, like, I'm not, like, the show is corny, right? Like, I think we can agree that it's, like, it's a little hokey. Like, you don't, the music is a little
The music is corny. I give you that.
It's a little corny. I mean, everything is so dramatic.
But you know what? I think that we can accept that only because Empire is like a soap opera. And the things that transpire in Empire, it really happens in the music industry. I mean, me looking from the outside in, I mean, that's what really happens, you know? I mean,
I don't know if that's what really happens, but it's so
I
dramatic.
Think so.
Like, I saw a mashup of Dallas and Empire, And like Dallas was like this show, like this country western show, not even really, but it was a drama from the like 80s. And it was everything bad that could happen to a group of people happened to this group of people. And Empire's the same way. It's like there's already been people, like people have gotten murdered already. Like there's so much drama.
That's what I'm saying. So you don't think that happens in the music industry?
It's not that dramatic. I don't know. It feels
like it's not that dramatic.
People don't just kill their best friends, like, you know.
I don't know. But just, all right,
spoiler alert.
But look, but listen. Just take Jay's life. Take Jay-Z's life. Okay. And Rockefeller. You know. Sure. Jay-Z, didn't Jay-Z shoot somebody?
He didn't kill their dad. She just got rid of him.
Brother, I mean, you know.
I'm sure he would never admit to that.
Yeah, exactly. But it is drama there, though.
Yeah, no, I'm saying there's definitely real-life drama from Empire. Like, it's real-life stuff, but I just don't. It's not like there's no hip-hop family like this. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
no, like, I agree.
Did he say his family is like that?
Who's the closest this could be?
It could be Diddy.
Yeah, but Diddy's sons aren't on the game like that. Like, maybe Reverend Run's sons, right? Like, his kids.
But Diggy's not like that.
Exactly. Diggy's the nicest rapper you'll ever meet. So it's like, I don't understand why all these kids go so hard. As a matter of fact, coming from the wealth that they come from.
Exactly.
But they go really hard.
I think it's a piece of everybody. It's Jay-Z, Diddy, Reverend Run, everybody. And
sure,
they just build on top of, you know, the storyline.
All right, so let's talk about Empire. They also address homosexuality, specifically how it's portrayed in the black community. It's portrayed in the music industry, which is pretty much like a black industry. What's your take on homosexuality? I know you did a post on that one time.
Yeah,
on IG.
I just don't think some things don't need to be on TV. I'm sorry.
I agree.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Guys.
I know I don't mean to offend anybody in
well,
here.
You have.
I'm sorry. This doesn't need to be on TV.
Me too.
he agrees with you.
Sorry. I can't even address this like realistically right now.
Yes, you can.
It's outrageous what you've just said to me.
It shouldn't be on TV.
Like, no. If I have to watch straight people kissing all the damn time, then I don't think there's anything wrong with me not having to do that for once.
I mean, but
and especially for black people, which I think is awesome and groundbreaking or something. And I'm annoyed that I have to sit here and listen to two other black people tell me that it's wrong to see gay people kissing on the television.
I mean, I didn't
she's
not done.
There's nothing you can say.
Listen, okay.
I didn't say it was wrong.
Okay,
so
it's nothing wrong with, you know, gay people kissing on television. But
I have gay friends.
But what I'm talking.
How many?
What I'm talking about.
I have lots of gay friends.
I'm talking about like portraying like sexual acts on TV. I mean, I think that's a little bit too much.
What
do they portray? Kissing really, or
no? They're doing more than kissing.
Like, I have seen like,
they getting body, down.
Yeah, they getting down. Yeah.
So many.
I mean, that's too much.
So like you, I will never have this argument if it's like Brad and Angelina in like Mr. and Mrs. Smith. We'll never have that conversation. But because you're oddly offended by things that you'll never do, we're.
I'm not really offended by it. I just feel like. Like, some things don't need to be on regular TV. Like,
well,
if it's a movie, it's a rated R movie, that's different.
Nah,
but a television show that's on regular TV where anybody can watch it.
Exactly. Anybody can watch it. Like, what you're saying basically is that, like, this is so risque. This thing that real, actual people do in their real lives is so risque that you don't want a kid to maybe stumble upon it. And then, I don't know, feel normal for a second. Like, that's what you're saying. You're saying that by hiding. Like, you're trying to hide it. You're trying to put it. No, you're trying to put it on TV that you have to pay for. Like, it's special. It's not. It's love. It's love. And no matter who is doing it, you should be about it.
The end. I mean, I even think, you know, a man and a woman, you know, sexually on regular TV shouldn't be shown. So it's not, I don't think
really?
That only, not it's not gay.
But sex sells.
You know,
and that's
I feel like that shouldn't be
about.
Showed on TV, period.
Really?
You know?
For yeah,
any,
I
you know,
agree
for,
with that.
You know, homosexuals or for, you know, a man and a woman, you know, I think it's too much exposure for, you know, just kids, man.
But how do you feel about violence on TV then?
I mean, the same way, regular TV. Anything that's over, you know, what is it, PG, rated PG?
It's PG-13, I think.
Anything that's rated PG-13 should be shown on cable channels or it should be in a movie theater. That way, at least parents have access to, like, okay, my kid can see this and he can see that.
Kids find a way.
That's true.
No matter what. And I think media has evolved.
But we're not encouraging that, though, you know?
Yeah, I think media has evolved, and they're trying to showcase different lifestyles. And I mean, with such a big show, might as well like hit on these different lifestyles and how people live, like, and how people love. And I feel like sex sells no matter what, at the end of the day, whether it's a guy and a girl and a girl, a guy and a guy, whatever. Like,
I
people are talking
guy
about
guy.
It.
And I don't know.
Well,
don't know.
People are talking about
sells.
It, right?
I don't know. Okay, so, all right, my next question is, what do you guys think about Empire's portrayal of homosexuality in the television series? Is it that actual? Was that
accurate?
Is that accurate?
I don't know. I've never been a gay man, personally. but I mean, like, it doesn't feel forced or whatever. It feels like maybe they consulted with a gay person when writing some of these characters.
Well, the guy, Jamal Jussie Smiley, he's actually gay.
He hasn't came out, though. He keeps saying that it's none of people's business, but he's gay. He's obviously gay.
Yeah, he never came out because he was always out.
Okay, right. So awesome. What's up with that? You're playing a gay character. You don't
want
to come out.
Exactly, just come out. Just say you're
I don't understand. Honestly, like, you talk about don't hide
exactly.
it, but then you want to hide it.
Exactly.
Come out with it.
But he's hiding. Yes, he is.
He won't verbally say it. He's
exactly.
hiding.
Neither will Queen Latifah.
Exactly. But I love Queen Latifah.
No. That's it. Like, no, but he's never been in the closet. Like, he's always been open about his sexuality.
So why can't he say I'm a gay man?
Because, like, maybe he doesn't identify as gay. Maybe he identifies. Yeah, I'm saying, like, that's a real thing.
So why don't he just say, yeah, I like to be with man?
I don't know. I'm not
call
here.
Him up, Jay.
I mean,
call
so
him
that,
up.
I mean, that's my problem right there, man. I mean, if you homosexual and you're doing a television,
I hate that term homosexual.
Okay. Oh, what do you like, gay?
Queer. Let's start there.
Are you like queer? Most people find queer offensive.
Not in my circles.
I think man, they feel that offensive.
I find homosexual offensive.
You know,
it's like scientific. It's like weird.
It's a scientific term.
Yeah, I feel like a science project at that point.
So we'll say gay for the time being because I don't want to offend nobody out here. All right, so. Yeah, I mean, so if you're homosexual, you playing a homosexual, I mean, or a gay character in Empire, and you asked about it in the interview, I mean, why not just say yes? I mean, I am gay, or I do enjoy being with men. I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on that. I think that goes a longer way than just playing someone on camera.
I don't get it.
But I mean, I think there's also a lot, I mean, like, this is such a loaded topic, honestly. There's a lot in regards to silence. Like, it's not anyone else's business.
That's true.
But if you're a public figure, I mean,
exactly.
Whether you're straight or gay, people want to know who you're dating, what you like. So
it's not your business, but you want it to be on TV. Like, right. You want to be represented on television.
Career.
You want it
but
to
he's
be.
But he's using his character to do that. Like, the show is representing gay people. Like, he doesn't need to do that as well. And it doesn't not do that. Like, I think that. Like, he'll be in some prides and he'll, I don't know, make the rounds as, like, a gay dude in Hollywood who's famous now. But it's also none of our business, which is, like, a real
thing. I really don't care, to be honest. I'm just saying, why won't you just be who you are? That's all I really don't care.
Yeah,
that's
how just because he's not saying it to y'all doesn't mean he's not being who he is.
I never asked him. But I just want to know.
I mean, what V's saying is if you're going to be gay, be gay. Be gay out in the open. You know,
exactly.
Be public. You know, just be gay.
You know, honestly, that's not even, that's like, I get it and I wish, but the world's not safe enough for everyone to do that in real life. Like, there are people that will lose their families
immediately. So do you think that...
There are people that will lose their friends immediately.
So do you think that now that we're seeing it more often on television, that's going to make it a little easier?
Absolutely. Like, yes, that's why I don't want it hidden. That's why I want kids to grow up
and
be able to watch
normal.
TV and see everyone that they are. I want to see little fat girls, see other fat girls on TV, especially black ones. I love that Gabourey Sidibe is on that show, by the way, like in a main role. Like, when I was coming up, there were no fat black girl role models anywhere. Then I finally get Monique, and then she goes, cray. So, like, yes, like, I love, like, I want to see every representation on TV, on all the shows.
Yeah,
all
I
the
agree.
Time. Sure.
I agree because it represents real life.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I agree about that. Also, all right, so Empire season finale ranked 16.7 million views, which is, like, the highest non-cable program on television right now, which is amazing.
Yeah,
insane.
I don't know if you guys remember, but just 3 years ago, I remember it was no television show on TV that was even worth watching. Do y'all remember that, like, 3-4 years ago? It was nothing but reality shows.
Yeah. Or Fresh Prince reruns.
Fresh Prince reruns. Like, I wasn't watching nothing but CNN, ESPN, basketball games. It wasn't nothing on TV, so I'm just glad that...
I'm glad it's just straying away from the reality scene. You know, and getting back to some stories.
Me too.
You know, some imagination.
Yeah, I think we're getting back to the golden era of television right now.
Reality is even fake. So it's like, why not just make us...
And can y'all tell that reality is kind of fading out now?
Yeah.
It's kind of fading out. I think television
basketball
shows...
Basketball Wives and all that.
Yeah. I think it's fading out. I think all the reality shows are fading out. Television shows are coming back. Just like I said with the television...
People get tired of seeing people fighting. For no reason. I think people are tired of seeing people fighting in the drama, and it's all made up drama.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't serve a purpose, man, you know? I just feel like, how much fighting can you watch in an hour series or whatever? I don't know. But if you guys haven't seen Empire, man, make sure you go check it out. It's on Fox. The season finale just ended on Wednesday. And I think season two comes out when? You know when season two comes out?
No, actually. They just started working on it.
Okay.
Like, it was only greenlit again, like, a month ago, maybe?
Yeah, January 17th. My birthday, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. I had to throw that in there.
I'm excited about what the next season's going to bring. There was, like, a little cliffhanger in the end. I don't want to give everything away. I think you should definitely check it out. Fox should pay us for telling people to check it out.
I want to ask you, what do you think about the soundtrack? Y'all heard the soundtrack? I think some songs in there... Some songs in there.
Songs are blowing up.
I like
up
the R&B.
Yeah. I know that. I haven't seen the show, but I know a lot of the songs are blowing up.
I guess one song called Good Enough. I thought that was a pretty good song. Good Enough. What'd you think about Good Enough?
It was good enough.
Yeah. And then Jesse, is that how you say his name? Jesse?
Yeah, Jesse
Smollett. Yeah, he ended up getting a record deal with Columbia.
Columbia Records, man.
So it's working out for him.
Yeah, so Empire has took off, man. So make sure I catch that episode. I'll be right in front of my television when season two hits, man. But we're about to go ahead and get into this. Is it Good Enough? Better go ahead and get into this Good Enough with Jesse. What's his name, V. Brown? Jesse what?
Jesse Smollett.
Jesse Smollett right here. Oh, yeah, we talk 7753, man. Make sure y'all come out, hang out with us, man. Clean Juice is on deck. Come get some organic juice, man. Shout out to Candace Bo, CJ, the whole Clean Juice clique, man. Oh, yeah, we talk, baby.
I give you all of me, but it still ain't enough to make you happy. I give you everything. Feel like I walked 5,000 miles and didn't even come close. Feels like I try to make you smile, but you don't even care, no.
Yeah. All right, man, here we go, man. Oh, yeah, we talk. It's Jay Styles. Oh, yeah, we talk is sponsored by Sporty LA 77533. Shout out to our sponsors, man. We got Clean Juice is in the building, man. Shout out to Candace, Gratitude Contour, also Schwing Shoes and Kid Shoes, man. We out here. We about to do the warm-up, man. This is a special edition of Oh, Yeah, We Talk. This is how we basically, you know, prepare for the real topics that we about to discuss, pretty much. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get it. Oh, actually, we got V Brown, Conversation Piece. What's up, V?
What up, y'all? I'm very happy to be here. What's up, everybody?
All right, Nick Newcomb. What's up, bro?
Way, way, way up.
No pinstripe today, man?
Nah, bro. I decided to keep the Sperry's and the cargo shorts at the house.
Hold on, bro. How you going to have all black on today? But last week, is even hotter today than it was last week.
Hey, I'm still a fly nigga, man. Let me be.
You should have worn
no, shorts. Come on. No N-word, Nick. No N-word,
the
bro.
The shorts you had on last week were so fly. They look like you were ready to go on a yacht or something.
I appreciate the compliment, B. Oh, man. I try to stay fly, you know what I'm saying?
All right, we got J-Rod. J-Rod, what's up, man?
I'm doing good, man. It's a beautiful day out here. Let's get it.
Let's get it, man. Breezy Ease is on the ones and twos. What's up, Breezy?
Yo, how you doing?
Hey, man, I'm good, man.
I'm feeling great.
I'm feeling great. Feeling good, feeling great.
Feeling great.
Shout out to Primetime, my engineer. He's in the building, man. All right, man, so to warm up, Young Thug basically takes shots at Rich Homie Quan on stage at
Rich
a concert. Say what?
Rich Homie Quan, right?
Yeah, Rich Homie Quan.
Okay.
He takes shots at Rich Homie Quan. He basically calls Rich Homie Quan, I'm gonna do the censor version, Rich Homie Quan. And then he went to his Instagram page and basically said that he doesn't have beef with Rich Homie Quan. And let's remind you that Rich Homie Quan, he basically made public that he wasn't gonna be working with Rich Gang anymore so he can concentrate on his solo career. So what do y'all think about this?
I mean, actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
So if he's calling him out on stage and stuff, I mean, it doesn't matter what he says afterwards. It's like, well, you obviously meant it at the time.
Yeah, he felt some type of way about it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I feel like...
No good job, Nick.
He basically backtracked on what he said. And then on top of that, it's like, why you mad? Because I wanted to do my solo work. What you so mad about?
I mean, I understand why he's mad, but I don't think it was the right thing to do to step out and, you know, be on stage and diss him openly like that.
Why you think he mad?
I mean, because they had something popping together. They were helping each other up to the top, and for it to all of a sudden, you know, come to a halt, I'd be salty about it too.
Yeah, but it's not like it's an end, though. It's like a hiatus.
But it's also in the middle of their hype. Like, they're still growing right now. So they might not ever capture this moment again together.
And I don't think they will. Especially if you call me a B-word.
Well, yeah. He definitely messed it up.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if there wasn't beef before this, now there is.
Yeah. And there probably was beef before this that we never heard about.
I mean, he was salty, obviously. But I don't think that was... I don't think that was the best move. I mean, like, I think you're right. I don't think this can ever happen again. This was, like, when the iron was hot. And I don't know. They compliment each other enough that they could make hits like Migos. But honestly, those two together would probably be annoying for a whole album.
I mean, for a whole album, yeah.
They actually would.
For a few tracks, I mean.
For an EP, it'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
But I mean, it's stupid to burn a bridge, though, like that, you know, with someone that, like, I mean, because they could have collabed in the future, you know, come back together. I mean, and even if they weren't, like, popping at the time, like, you could still make good music.
We still would have been checking for them.
Yeah. And it puts, like, Rich Homie Quan in this weird position. Like, does he come back out and, like, swing even harder? Or does he just, like, act like nothing happened? Because then he looks soft.
True.
But what's wrong with Rich Homie Quan concentrating on his solo career?
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, to me, I'm looking at it like...
That's how he came out, by
exactly, itself. That's how he came out. So I'm looking at it like Young Thug, I don't understand why he has beef, because Young Thug pretty much came out by himself.
I think he was high when he said
Young
it,
Thug
right?
had, what, 2-3 singles, you know, before he was actually known. So, I mean, just go back to doing your solo thing. I don't get it, you know.
I mean, easier said than done. Like, it's like if Shaq left the Lakers, I'm sure Kobe was a little bit salty about it. You know what I'm saying?
No, he wanted him.
So you think when LeBron go back to Miami, Dwayne Wade and the rest
Dwayne Wade was salty about it.
So they're not messing with LeBron no more.
I don't think he was salty. We're off the topic completely. Yeah. But I don't think that Dwayne Wade was salty. I think that he got his rings.
He got three rings.
And then he was like, all right, go do you. Like, what else do you want from somebody?
Right.
Like with Rich Homie and Young Thug, like they don't have any rings together. Like it was premature to drop out. Like that.
Lifestyle, I count that as something like a ring, though.
I mean, it's a hit, but it's I doubt it'll be platinum.
Something happened behind the scenes.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, definitely.
100%. Something happened.
I mean, I think it has something to do with, I think Rich Homie Quan just didn't want to get caught up in that Young Money and all that stuff, you know. I feel like, you know,
Yeah, smart move. Well, yeah, the ship's sinking.
Yeah, so I feel like he just didn't want to get caught up, which was smart.
That's true.
You know, and going on Young Money, Nick, you actually sent the link that Young Money did a cipher and Lil Wayne, and by the way, Lil Wayne was messed up on that cipher.
He was, but he was killed messed all up. Them verses though.
Yeah, he did.
He killed all of them. That's some of the best Lil Wayne I heard in a minute.
He was messed
crazy.
Up.
Crazy. Why did he throw that microphone in his ear?
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
He was on one. I don't know.
Yeah, he was.
He's on that syrup for sure.
And then someone called the police to his house. There's a lot going on with Rich Gang and Young Money. Is something going on over there?
Yeah, so a lot of things going on with Young Money and Rich Gang and Birdman. But, you know, just like that, man. All right, so we down at 7753 Sporty LA. Make sure you come on by and get some of this clean juice, man. Shout out to Bo and Candace, basically the co-owners and founder of Clean Juice. All right, we got Breezy Easy on the ones and two. Let's go, Breezy.
Bridge Gang. Fucked up, baby. Got like 4 ounces in the 20, bitch. I'm blessed. Really on. Did a lot of shit, just live this here lifestyle. Came straight from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle. Nigga living life like a beginning, this is only beginning. Nigga, I'm on the top of the mountain, puffing on clouds, and nigga still beginning. Big five on the Visa card, 100 bands, still a lot of fucking ties. Nigga serving quite white like I'm feeding sharks. I won't do nothing with the bitch. She got a mom's bitch. I got sisters and brothers to feed. I ain't going out like no idiot. I'm a OG. I done did a lot of shit just to live this here lifestyle. Came straight from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle. Nigga living life like a beginning. This is only beginning. I'm on the top of the mountain puffing on clouds and niggas still. I'ma ride for my nigga, hey. Convoy. And I'ma die for my nigga, hey. Convoy. I ain't gonna feel nothing on my niggas, say.
No way, no way.
Nigga couldn't see me if they had a genie. Woo. I'm living my life like Beanie. R.I.P. my brother Beanie. I stacked them rat to the ceiling. Now these niggas can't beat me. Right. I jet my wake up one Chanel and these bitches can't see me. Woo. I'm in a whole nother league.
I ain't got AIDS, but I swear to God I'ma bleed.
Till I D.I.E. 28 floors up, I feel like I can F.L.Y.E.E. P on top of these BG. God told me they can never stop. So they ain't gon' stop me.
I'm in that carpet with baby mommy, get sloppy toppy.
I'm bleeding red like a devil. I see these bitches plotty. They wanna know how I got ills and I didn't finish college.
Damn.
I done did a lot of shit just to live this here lifestyle. Came straight from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle. Living life like a beginning. This is only beginning. I'm on the top of the mountain, puffing on clouds and niggas still.
For my mama, them long nights, I swear to God, I do it for the combo. I'm Willie B.B., no, my chest in the jungle. Hey. Money, home, money, I got commas and they ain't bad. Sunday through Monday, I been grinding with no sleep. Talking about taking something from me like no weed. Thuggle, thuggle, that my brother, brother. You don't want no trouble, trouble. Or you can't get these fish, knuckle, knuckle. Buckle up like a seatbelt or I shoot ya. Punching on the gas, too fast, and I lose ya. Give me a bed, and I do her. I want a head, Medusa. I swear a nigga gone, cause it's strong, I'm blowing super. Hey. Grinding for a new day. I'm skating like that nigga Lupe. Hey, I'm on the top, just like Toupe. Weed, I'm in her mouth, just like Toupe.
Yeah. Get a lot of shit, just live this here lifestyle.
Yeah.
Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
Rich gang, uptown, so swagged out. Popping that GTV,
yeah.
Living that lifestyle. Yeah, I do this for Miss Gladys, boy. 100.
Amber Rose and Khloe Kardashian, a lot of Twitter beef this week. Basically, Amber Rose went to a popular radio show and they asked her a question about the relationship that Tyga and Kylie Jenner is having. Tyga is 25. And Kylie is 17 years of age. So basically, Amber Rose said that Tyga should be ashamed of himself for leaving a beautiful woman and a beautiful kid behind for a 16-year-old. At the time, she was 16. And basically, it says that Kylie needs to be somewhere, basically in bed, because she's 17 years old. So what do y'all think about this whole situation right now?
I think it's a great PR move for Amber Rose to
Definitely.
Clown on the Kardashians so she can drop her new book. And this is not even about Tyga and Kylie. This is about Amber Rose and her
Kim
book.
Kardashian.
Well, yeah, Kim Kardashian,
and Kanye,
yes. But mostly PR for her book.
And she's bitter. Let's be real. Bitter,
you know what? I said the same thing that you said, Nora. This is public publicity. Because she's been in the blogs all week long. Because what happened was Tyga came on the show. And then Kanye came on the show. So everybody's still talking about Amber Rose. And she's still going to drop the book, How to Be a Bad Witch. You know? Not which, but you know. I don't
yeah,
say
we know. We get it.
Okay,
get it.
Okay.
We got you.
Yeah, no, it's gross. It's gross because he's like almost 10 years her senior. And like that doesn't seem like a big deal, I think, like when you're like 36 and 26. But like 17, like think about yourself when you were 17.
Yeah, she's a junior
like,
in high
really?
School, right?
And like,
probably
I mean,
senior.
I guess she comes from
a high school.
But,
well, yeah,
family,
probably.
With the home but she's not any more mature
yeah,
than anyone else. Nah.
I mean, she's a Kardashian. What do we expect?
Yeah.
You know what? To be honest with you, you know, I feel like if the parents are not so concerned about it, you know, then
yeah, but they're bad parents.
Consider the parents.
Cause, I mean, to me, it's not like she's like 15 or 16, you know. So I was to me,
but
I
that's like a 1 year difference though.
You're splitting 16, hairs,
17.
Bro.
What I'm saying is, 18 is the legal age for the date.
For it to be consensual.
Yeah, she's considered a legal
yeah.
adult.
So what I'm saying is, I think in today's day, I think I think it should be 17. I think it should be maybe 17. You
and
know?
The way
what?
She's grown up, she's older than 17.
Because I think kids grow up more faster these days than it was back then. Anyway, you know, I mean, that's how
but
I feel personally.
Mean it's better.
Yeah,
if
I mean
you
that's
grow up faster. I mean, you're
that's true.
Still mentally immature.
And
so,
Tyga's a grown man. Like he's hanging out with someone who's still in their adolescence,
and
like
high school.
Maturity too.
How creepy is it to be 26?
Yeah, exactly.
But Aaliyah was 16 at the time, though.
And that's not okay.
And that's
but they got married at.
They
I mean,
and that's not okay.
And that's wrong. It's
yeah,
wrong.
That's not good. I mean, you can, don't like, marry. I'm not telling you to marry a 16-year-old girl.
No, but
now,
don't date
a 16-year-old
either.
I mean, don't date a 16-year-old girl either. But that's she's six. I mean, she's a kid. 16. You know, 16.
I mean, think about it, like.
I mean,
because okay, like,
he's
our age, right? Like, Tyga's 25,
yeah,
26.
Like
I mean, he's hanging out with a girl who's in high school. Like, that's odd. That's not
right.
Okay.
Well, what does that say about
I don't even hang out with people
maturity.
In college. I feel like I'm way older than that
yeah.
now.
Yeah, let alone hanging
25.
Out with people in high school. Yeah.
But so. You know what? I love how Tyga went on the show, like, a couple days later and denied any relationship
Everything.
With Kylie.
Of course.
And then a couple days later after that.
Of course.
We all know.
Yeah, yeah.
Just say it.
But then a couple days after that, Kanye go up in there and he basically validates the
well,
fact
he said
that
they're in love. Like, that clip got cut out and TMZ, like, said.
It did get cut out.
Yes,
it did get cut out, right?
Out.
Okay, thank
yes.
you.
Yeah, they cut it out, yeah.
They edited the show.
But he said.
Got in early. He was smart.
That's funny. Okay.
Publicity on okay. too, but
mm-hmm. exactly.
I mean, I think Amber Rose is right for her friend. Black Chyna is her friend.
She's sticking up for her.
So I mean, I don't know. It's Black Chyna's been very quiet, so I don't know what to say.
But
about
then they
that.
Said Kim has problems too because she's like BFFs with Black Chyna as no, well.
No, well, on the show, yeah. on the show, they said that they're not friends anymore because of the Tiger okay. situation. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But you know
I
what?
Mean, I think it's just a whole PR thing for Amber Rose.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a whole PR stunt for Amber Rose. And,
I hope it works for her.
And, I mean, she's I think right, it is. But I mean, yeah, I she, think it is. It's not like she really cares. It's just. She's, exactly. Yeah,
something
it's,
to say.
It's
and
a,
now she's in the. Now she's in the middle of like a lawsuit with Wiz Khalifa, him trying to sue her about being a bad mom. It's
well, yeah,
all
just this morning he like threw a birthday party for Sebastian the son, and she didn't even bring him.
Yeah,
like, the whole place.
Cold like, blooded.
Having her an unfit mother and a all kind of everything out the book. I mean, would you take your son to the party? Would you be cordial with him, or would you? Do it for your son.
I think I would do it for my son.
Yeah, I would do it for my son.
Be a stand-up person.
And if it's court mandated, if he gets them on weekends or whatever. Oh, but they're fighting over custody still, though,
yeah,
right?
He wants full okay. custody of the boy.
But then she was partying at that
I mean,
you know,
he's not really
party.
Fit.
It's like, come on.
He's not really fit to have full custody either, though.
But you know what?
And he's always on the road. That's not like
but
a
you know what? I'm with Amber
child.
When it comes to the double standard. Like, I know Brittany just brought up, like, her dancing at that Trinidad festival. But Wiz Khalifa's out there with girls smoking, yeah. like, you know, hooking up with girls. Why is it a double standard for her? That's how she's making money.
I mean,
and he knew that when he before he impregnated her. Like, I don't understand why he's trying to say she's an unfit mom when he's out there doing
I mean,
the same thing.
They're probably both unfit parents. Though.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, thing. For sure. I mean, it's Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose.
I just kind of feel bad for the kid because now this is getting drawn through, you know, yeah. all the media. And it's yeah. really just about being a parent. That's it.
And that's how society is anyway. Sorry to say it. But, I mean, like when guys do certain things, girls... Or women mm-hmm. cannot do. You know, it's just like that. You know?
It's a double standard. You're right. Yeah,
it's a double,
you're right, Nora.
It's a double standard.
I'm right.
You're
thank
right.
you.
Wow. yeah. All right. So, are y'all going to buy Amber Rose's book? How to
absolutely
be a bad witch?
Absolutely not.
No.
But, Jared, absolutely
you,
not.
You better not buy the book, bro.
No, I won't buy it.
I might walk past it at Barnes & Noble.
but I'll, tell no. this, I'll tell you this much. I know
for probably really write it.
I was just
like,
about to
had
say
had
she did not write it.
Nobody, none of those people write their books though.
I you know what? I would actually read it if I knew that she wrote it.
She didn't write it.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying if she did, like...
If she wrote it?
Yeah.
Sure.
I think that'd be funny.
Sure.
How to be a
she had some input.
Girls, how to get a Wiz Khalifa to
oh, no.
Well, I'm not sure about
can
all that.
Can someone write a book about go to college?
I'll too.
Kelly, will you buy the book?
No.
No?
No. No, but do? I don't need to learn anything.
Prime time. You...
She can't teach me anything.
Prime has the best answer.
All right, man, that's it for the warm-up, man. That's it.
17:30, I'm like, hey, what's up, hello? Since your pretty ass soon as you came in the door. I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip and now she remixing for low. She my track queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch how far them bands go. We just set it go, talking about your Lambo. A 56 grand, 500 grams though. Man, I swear I love her, how she worked the damn pole. Hit the strip club, we be letting bands go. Everybody hate her, we just call them fans though. In love with the money, I ain't never letting go. In like a high with my baby. I just left them all, I'm getting fly with my baby, yeah. In like a ride with my baby. I be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby, yeah. Snatch a Ferrari and buy my boo a limb. I just might snatch her a necklace, drop a couple on the ring. She ain't wanting for nothing because I got her everything. It's Big Zoo up on the band, though. Remind me where I can't go. Remy Bush got the stamp, though. Kind of hell of the bands, though. Boy, how fuck can you bands go? Fetty, what my limit? 50,000 K, how I stand, though. If you check it from my pockets, I'm locked. Cooking pies, I'm like, hey, what's up, hello? Seen your pretty ass soon as you came in the door. I just
she remix it for low. She my track queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch up all them bands go. We just set it though, talking about your Lambos. 56 a grand, 500 grand though. Man, I swear I love it, how she work the grand pro. Hit the strip club, we be letting bands go. Everybody hate her, we just call them fans though. In love with the money, I ain't never let go. I be smoking dope, you know backwards what I roll. Remy boy, Fetty, eating shit up, that's for sure. I'll run in your house, then I fuck your hoe. Rip Remy boys and nothing, rip Remy boys and nothing.
Yeah, you hit my boy. Sounded like a zillion bucks on a track. I got whatever, my boy, whatever. Put your money where your mouth is. Money on the wood, make the game go good. Money out of sight, cause fights. Put up a shut up, huh? Mythic Grit, huh? RGF Productions.